This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a group called WICH, and WICH stands for, it's an acronym for, We Intend to Cause Havoc. This group was formed in the early 1970s. They are a Zam rock band, which means they are from Zambia, and formed during the golden post-independent days. This is a track that features artist Sampa the Great. It's called Avalanche of Love. You just heard it here on the jukebox. Hope you dug it. We have something from Australia's Betty Rays. Here they are with their track Rhythms, which is exactly what it's going to do. It's going to make you rock and roll, baby. Here's the Betty Rays from Queensland's Australia.
Yeah.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. We'll be right back.
I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Hope you dug that song. I know you know it. That was The Boys of Summer, Don Henley, and a song that you will probably hear more than once this summer. It is a beauty. And guess what? One of the reasons I actually like Instagram is, like, Phil from The Grateful Dead posted on his wall that he actually saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac, and he was very pleased about that. I would have been too if I was him. It's very funny, right? We got music from Adam Sturgeon. His group, Status Non-Status, has something coming up on the show, and it's pretty amazing. He created his own label called Out of Sounds Records. He's one part of Om Bugizzi, who was nominated for Juno this year, as well as a Polaris Music Prize. The song is called All My Friends, featuring Zachary Gray and the Microdose Choir. That's coming up on the show. Fen Lilly from Bristol, England, with a tune called Lights Light Up. I ran into a bunch of her bandmates at the Camden Holiday Inn recently, and that's how I found out about her music. Very cool stuff. Played Toronto not too long ago. Now for one of our favorites from Attawapiskat, our good friend Adrian Sutherland and his song Better. Adrian is, in fact, one of the most inspirational writers I've ever come across, and I really hope that you enjoy this song. Here's Better on the Jukebox by Adrian Sutherland.
I traveled many days to be inlays and voodoo stride. My eyelids so heavy, but I can't fall asleep. Driving in my pickup, I bought dirt cheap. If I had two wings, I would learn.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
fault. There isn't more in a waking day than dreaming, or so I thought. You came to me at the speed of a bad decision, just the speed. We held each other while everything burned around us.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Fossil fuel companies profit from the world's dependence on coal, oil, and gas. Some climate activists are concerned that some of these same companies fund university research about climate and energy.
I don't think there should be a space in climate research in which the fossil fuel industry is involved.
Bella Kumar is a student at George Washington University and an organizer with a campaign called Fossil Free Research. She's lead author on a recent report by the think tank Data for Progress. Her team looked at 27 universities and found that the fossil fuel industry donated or pledged more than $600 million to the schools over a 10-year period. Kumar says funders can influence which topics are studied, and in some cases they influence how results are framed, for example, downplaying the negative impacts of burning fossil fuels. So her group calls on universities to enact stronger conflict of interest policies, increase transparency about research funders, and ultimately decline fossil fuel funding.
I think any time the fossil fuel industry is involved in creating the narrative around the climate is incredibly dangerous. And the best way to mitigate that is banning fossil fuel funding.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Listening